Welcome to Questions, Answers from God's Word. Dear friends, please write the text that will be used so that you can do your personal study afterwards. As you listen to the few selected biblical texts, think deeply upon God's Word. I do hope you will be motivated to search the scriptures for more spiritual food to receive answers to your many questions. 2 Peter 1:3 says, God's word has provided all things that we need for life and godliness. Proverbs 35 states that every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Will you put your trust in him? Amen. The question is, what does God hate? God hates sin. When we disobey his commands to us, that is sin. But he loves the sinner. Romans 5:8 says, but God shows his love to us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In Proverbs 6:16-19, we are told that there are six things the Lord hates. No. Seven things he detests. One, haughty eyes. That's a proud look. Two, a lying tongue. Three, hands that kills the innocent. Murder. Four, a heart or a mind that plots evil when you are planning sin. Five, feet that race to do wrong. Six, a false witness who speaks lies. That is, you are trying to harm the life, property, or reputation of another. Seven, a person who sows discord or confusion in the family. The first three, pride, lies, and murder, they all represent characteristics of Lucifer. John 8:44 reads, he was a murderer from the beginning. He is the father of lies. Job 41:34 says, he beholds every high thing. He is king over all the children of pride. The sins that God hates, from 1 to 5, a proud look, hands, lying down, heart, feet, they represent a body part. And they identify the moral character of sinful man. Remember, we are all sinners who must accept God's grace to be covered with his righteousness. The sixth and the seventh, a false witness and one who sows discord, shows how dangerous words can be. James 3 verse 8 says, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. What about a better way of living? Is there a better way of living? Yes, it can be found in Matthew 5, verses 3 to 9, the Beatitudes. We can be blessed or happy living a life opposite to what God hates. In Proverbs 6, verses 16 to 19. In Matthew 5, verses 3 to 9, it says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Instead of a proud look, walk humbly with God. Blessed are those that mourn. Instead of hands that shed innocent blood. Do not mourn, but rejoice over pain. So, we must do justly, be fair, and love mercy. Blessed are the gentle, the meek, instead of a lying tongue, which hurts others for its own gain. Do justly, love mercy. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, instead of feet that run rapidly to do evil and hungry for sin. What can we do? Do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. Blessed are the merciful. Instead of a false witness who utters lies and commits injustice. Blessed are the pure in heart. Instead of the heart or the mind that devises evil plans and lacks all purity. Blessed are the peacemakers, which is opposite to the one who spreads strife among brothers. Which life will you choose? One blessed by God or one hated by God? In 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, we are told that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I hope you search the scriptures and ask the Holy Spirit to teach you as you read and study. Let us pray. Psalm 143 verse 10. Father in heaven, teach us to do thy will, for thou art our God. Thy spirit is good. Lead us unto the land of uprightness. We thank you in Jesus' precious name. Amen.